Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, September 23rd, 2011. This is Audioboo number 108. Wow, what a week for markets, right? The Dow was down over 6.5%, which is in contrast to last week's market where the Dow was up a little over 4%. So if you go back 2 weeks ago, it looks like, hey, there's only been a 2% change in the Dow. No big deal, right? But this week, it felt a little different. It does feel like the bear market's on, but really, we're still within the summer trading range. The previous lows are down at about 1,100. So it is what it is. But yeah, the action the past couple days, you know, might just be an overreaction to the Fed. But we'll see if something happens this weekend to lift investor spirits. And also, next week is the end of the month, and also the end of the quarter. So maybe we'll see some repositioning and some buying. And you know, heck, that could be why the Nasdaq might be looking to be held up better today on the rally too. So maybe still folks trying to hold on to some of those winners. I didn't know where I want to start out today. It's been a while since I've done an audio boo, and I'm trying to pick up the pace on the blog again. But anyways, one of the things I wanted to comment about was Netflix. You know, I went back and I looked at, I think it was the second audio boo and the fifth audio boo, where I talked about Netflix specifically, and I know I've mentioned them in other audio boos along the way, and how I really never wanted to invest in Netflix, even though, man, I really missed a huge rally, right? It was a great short-term, even intermediate-term opportunity to make a lot of money. but with such a low barrier of entry into technology, we're now seeing all these competitors hit the market, right? We're seeing that, you know, Hulu's been out there for a while. Amazon's out there for now. Dish Network bought Blockbuster, and now they came out with their packaging. And we're seeing a lot of competition now for Netflix. And then Netflix did something really, really stupid, right? They raised prices. They broke up their services into a streaming service, which, you know, going back and listening to my past audio boo, I think it was the second one where everything's coming to the web, or maybe that was the fifth one. That certainly has come to pass, and so Netflix is recognizing that and trying to figure out how they're going to change, right? So they now have Quixtar, which is their DVD service, and now their online service is the streaming, and they've broken that into two and have two separate charging structures for it, and that's not very popular. So they kind of shot themselves in their foot. But it's still early. There's no reason they can't course correct. But that's why I didn't invest in Netflix. I mean, that was my fear all along. And I certainly missed a great trade. But now it's down quite a bit from the peak. So I'm glad I didn't chase it. Glad I wasn't the last man in the pool, right? Solyndra, that's been going on since I have an audio booed for a while. And to me, that's just kind of funky. This is one of those things where I don't think solar energy at this point is cost competitive. I don't think it can survive on its own, and apparently can't even survive with the big government intervention and massive amount of cash infusion from Reuters. Solyndra gave bright forecasts as it ran out of cash. In July, they gave an upbeat outlook on their revenues and jobs. Let's see, a Democratic member of the House, Diana DeGette. Things are on the upswing. That's what they told me. I don't understand how they could paint such a rosy picture to us and then 5 weeks later be in bankruptcy court. There you go. Smoke and mirrors from Solyndra. What, silver and gold? Is that bubble popped? Big dramatic selling there, right? I'm not going to talk too much about it. That's a sector I don't pay a lot of attention to. I don't invest in it. Because you know it doesn't really produce anything. I don't like buying gold. It doesn't. It's just a rock, and I don't know. It's not for me. But a lot of people have been chasing that one. And let's see, biggest intraday move on record for gold, silver at 7-month lows. Recent market volatility even deters buying on dips. So let's see, gold crashed more than $100 today. That's a big move. Of course, it's let's see, you know, and oil's taking a hit too, and that's what now. And compared to gold, I mean, oil's a commodity. I understand because, you know, I go to the gas station once or twice a week, And I've been going to the gas station once or twice a week for a long time, and other people go to the gas station, and we still use oil, and our economies runs on oil, and the only thing that would slow down the price of oil would be a decrease in demand, and I guess we're seeing that worldwide if there's a global GDP recession. Oh, another topic is the emerging markets, right? Have you seen the EEM, which is the ETF for the exchange for the emerging markets? It's been in free fall, right? That's already a big bear market in the emerging markets, and a lot of that is oil, because a lot of those emerging markets, take for example Russia. What do they do? Oil. That's it, right? Do they have anything else? I don't know. I don't think so. And then look at, like, I think Brazil too, right? So that's another one. Let's see. I don't know. Let's see. Cylinder fallout could tank solar for military bases. Military bases want to put some solar panels on the rooftops. But maybe that won't happen, right? It was the Department of Energy announced $344 million conditional loan guarantee agreement with SolarCity to install solar voltaic panels at Department of Defense bases in 33 states. Solar project called Solar Strong would have doubled the number of residential solar installations in the U.S. and would have been the largest rooftop solar project. So, SolarCity, the DOE has been, Department of Energy has been unable to finalize the loan guarantee because of additional requests for additional oversight from Congress. Well, thank God. I don't want to get too partisan here, although I do from time to time. Without the loan guarantees, if the business can't make it based without loan guarantees, then I don't know. I don't. I'm not for it. I'm not in favor of it. One more thing before we call it a day. Groupon restates revenue COO exits. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Daily Deal site. Groupon Inc. said it was restating its financial results to correct for an error in its presentation of revenue and said its chief operating officer was exiting just after 5 months. Hey, good thing they didn't go IPO, right? So, after the restatement, Groupon's revenue for 2010 fell by more than 50% from what was previously reported. That's a problem. Anyways, hey, that's it. It's Friday, which is not a problem. I'm glad it's Friday. It's been a long week. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
Yes is no. Status quo. Up is down. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Talk is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was. Who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. The same old fight. Every single night. The truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around.
you chase your tail around. Chase your tail around, it's an idiot show. An idiot show.